Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Kent TC, farm management analyst and senior vice president for MinStar Bank. Talking a little bit about your Focus on Ag newsletter here this week, talked about the WASDE report. Tell us a little bit about what your take from that report was here this month and what that report really means for those marketing grain.
Well, I think the report came out kind of what we expected, or what the grain marketing analysts expected, is that it shows that supplies of corn and soybeans have been rising as we approach the end of the current marketing year, and are anticipated to rise even more in the 23-24 marketing year. And that's kind of a combination of expected increases in crop acreage, which USDA has reported, and projecting trend line yields for corn and soybeans. And then also, the demand side of the coin, not quite keeping up with the anticipated increase in supplies. And so the end result that kind of hits bottom line for farmers and others is kind of projecting the national average farm level corn price during the 23-24 marketing year for both corn and soybeans to drop nearly $2 a bushel. And that marketing year runs from September 1st of 23 till the end of August in 24. So it's kind of for the crop that we're putting in the ground right now what the anticipation is.
All right. And crop going in the ground right now, and progress so far in the country is actually been pretty good compared to the last couple of years, but down in your neck of the woods, people have had a little bit of struggle. What are you seeing down there in that area?
Well, we got off, like everywhere in Minnesota and the upper northern corn belt, a little slow start because kind of the cool temperatures and waiting for the fields to be fit. But we had a nice window from kind of the last few days of April and that first week of May, and got quite a bit of corn planted in this area. And then we had a couple days again last week. But in the last 10 days, we've had a considerable amount of rain, really even in the last 5 days, I guess, from last Wednesday, Thursday till Sunday. A pretty big part of south central Minnesota got 5 to 8 inches of rain, so that pretty well put an end to any quick recovery to get back in the field to do some field work. And it also, some of the crop that was in the ground, we have quite a bit of standing water in some areas, so there could be some replant necessary. I would guess if you take the whole region here in south central Minnesota, there's probably 80 to 85% of the corn planted and maybe 20 to 25% of the soybeans. So if you add that all together, it's probably half or a little better of the total crop acres are in the ground with half to go.
Okay. And so I'm going, sorry to jump around here a little bit, but going back to markets here, for you mentioned that a lot of this WASDE report and the marketing outlook and whatnot will impact the crop that's currently going into the ground. Are there any big factors or any big things that you could see changing that or impacting that in a different way?
Well, I think you got to look at it two ways. You know, we still are in the current marketing year, and at least down in our area, local corn prices are still $6 a bushel, give or take a little bit, and soybeans are probably close, $13.50 to $14 a bushel. So we still have some pretty good old crop prices to deal with, and some farmers still have some old crop grain to deliver. But when we look at new crop prices, we're below $5 a bushel at most locations down here, probably in the 470 to 485 range. And we're below $12 a bushel on soybeans, probably between 11 and a half and 12. And suddenly we start to get in areas where we're at break-even levels or maybe a little lower. I think in our area, if you figure land costs in and all the costs of production, most farmers probably need $5 to $5.50 per bushel at their normal yields, or their what their planned yields are to kind of break even, and they probably need $11 to $12 a bushel for soybeans. So we're kind of right at, or maybe even a little below break even if they got pretty high land rent costs. So I think there is some concern. I think the hope out here is that we get our usual late spring, early summer price rally, but to make that happen, when we're building supplies, like we talked about in the WASDE report, it does take something else. Either we need some demand, or we need some, you know, issues with the current crop production. Now, I'm not sure that the heavy rains we're seeing in southern Minnesota are going to be enough, because much of the Corn Belt has been ahead of normal, especially the key states of Iowa and Illinois, and I think even the northern parts of the Corn Belt, North Dakota, South Dakota, the northern half of Minnesota, are really catching up on planting. So we don't have the big issue. Now, of course, the big wild card is always if drought would start to develop up the plain states and up into the Midwest. But that's there's no guarantees we're going to see as big a price rally this year that we've seen in some of the previous years when we had tighter grain stocks.
And what would you suggest that people do kind of to prepare for that, or to try to stay ahead of it?
Well, I think the thing to do is not get too greedy. I guess if we get some marketing opportunities here between now and mid-July in the next 2 months, take advantage of those, maybe to take some of the risk out on the new crop. If you still have some old crop left out there, again, usually once you get past the 4th of July, especially if you got a pretty big crop in the field, the odds of markets improving are not too good. And one thing to look at right now on the old crop is, at least down in our area, the basis is still very tight. It's positive on corn, and either at the processing plants, positive on soybeans, or very tight on soybeans. So if we end up looking like we're going to have a big crop nationwide, that basis level will probably start to widen out as we go through the summer months and get closer to harvest. So that's another factor, I think, to keep in mind if you're looking at old crop. New crop, I think, just try to take advantage of rallies. You know, the one good thing we got is we do have some pretty good crop insurance guarantees in place for corn and soybeans that kind of give us a little protection there against not only production loss, but also some price protection, because you know, right now we're probably running 50 to 60 cents below the crop insurance price on corn, and similar on soybeans. So we do have a little price insurance built in, as well as production insurance with crop insurance.
All right. Anything else we should touch on before we let you go?
No, I think we hit the big things.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time again. Kent Teasy, Senior Vice President of MinStar Bank, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.